The Mask of Zorro. Copyright 2009 Zorro Productions, Inc. and copyright 1998 by TriStar Pictures, Inc. All rights reserved. Adapted by Jane Rollison for the Scholastic English Language Teaching Readers Series. The Mask of Zorro. Prologue. When this story starts in 1821, California and Mexico have been under Spanish government for 300 years. But that time is now ending. After many years of fighting, Mexico is a free country, and California has become part of Mexico. General Santa Anna now governs California from far away in Mexico. He does not have many soldiers in California, so he leaves it in the hands of the Spanish landowners. They give Santa Anna money, and the people of California are no trouble. These changes have brought an end to Rafael Montero's 15 years as governor of California. During that time, Montero lived like a king and took too much money from the poor. The people hated him. Who fought for the people? Who fought against Montero? One man. He rode a black horse and wore a black mask. His name was Zorro. Chapter 1. The Trap. Rafael Montero looked down from his house onto the square below. He smiled. The square was full of people and soldiers. The people shouted up at Montero. They hated him. He was ready to leave his job as governor of California. He planned to go to Spain. But before that, there was one last thing to do. Three unlucky men stood in a line on one side of the square. Montero's soldiers stood opposite the men. Their guns were ready. Two young brothers were watching in the square. Their names were Joaquin and Alejandro Morieta.
"Boys," said a voice behind them, "this is no place for children. Go home."
It was Father Felipe. He and his church tried to help the Morieta boys. Life was hard for them because their parents were dead.
"We are waiting for him," said Joaquin. "For Zorro."
Then a man on a horse rode into the square. He stopped outside the governor's house and ran up the stairs.
"Don Rafael," he called.
His name was Luis Quintero.
"Santa Anna's Mexican soldiers left San Diego this morning. They will be here in a few hours. You must leave now."
"Don Luis," smiled Montero, "I have a present for you before I leave."
He gave Quintero some papers.
"These papers give you land near the pueblo of Los Angeles."
Quintero looked at the papers.
"This was your land. The Spanish governor's land," he said.
"And I am giving it to you before Santa Anna can take it. I have given land to many of our friends in California."
"Don Rafael, California will not be the same without you," smiled Quintero.
Montero looked down to the soldiers in the square.
"Kill them,"
he shouted. The soldiers pointed their guns at the men. One of the soldiers held up his sword.
"Ready,"
he shouted. His arm came down.
"Fire!"
At the same moment, a rope went round the first gun and pulled it hard to the left. The first gun pushed the second gun to the left. Suddenly, all the guns were pointing at the soldier who was giving the orders. They fired.
and the soldier fell. He was dead.
Zorro!
Shouted Alejandro. He and Joaquin were on top of a high building opposite.
Zorro!
Shouted someone in the square.
Long live Zorro!
A man in a black mask and black clothes cut the men free with his sword. He fought the other soldiers. Montero made a sign to a soldier across the square.
My little trap worked, he smiled.
Alejandro and Joaquin looked down. A group of soldiers suddenly stood up below them. The soldiers pointed their guns at Zorro on the other side of the square.
Joaquin, it's a trap!
Shouted Alejandro. There were some large pieces of wood on top of the building.
Let's push these down! Cried Joaquin.
The boys pushed the wood off the building. It fell onto the soldiers. They dropped their guns. Everyone looked at the soldiers, and Zorro disappeared into a building. The boys waited on top of the building. Suddenly, a voice behind them said,
Thank you, my friends.
The boys turned around quickly.
Zorro, said Joaquin.
Zorro took the medallion from around his neck and gave it to Joaquin. Then he jumped off the building.
Where is he?
Montero shouted to his soldiers. He was very angry. Suddenly, he felt a sword at his neck.
Did you want to see me before you left?
Asked Zorro. There was blood on Zorro's shirt.
You are hurt, I see, said Montero. The people think you are special, but you are not. You are only a man.
Zorro cut a Z in Montero's neck with the end of his sword.
Ah!
Cried Montero.
A present from Los Angeles, said Zorro.
Never come back, Montero. We do not want you here.
The man in the mask called his beautiful black horse, Tornado, and jumped onto its back. He rode quickly out of the square. Montero put his hand over the cut in his neck.
You will pay for this, Zorro, he said.
Zorro! Zorro!
Shouted the people in the square.